Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard. You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalktainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalktainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
Welcome to TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio. You are now in touch with The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. Heard for Wednesday, February the 20th, 2019. Today's subject or topic will be words. Words. Words, the use of words, sentence structure. Do you understand what that means? We will have Mr. Fuller address those and, of course, any other questions and Gmails and things that will, you know, will come in. Get in contact with the show. You can do so by calling 1-877-932-9766. You can also YouTube us. All you have to do is go to the YouTube channel, type in the word Talktainment, and then type in the word radio, scroll down to Talktainment number 2, and then you are there. While you are there, make sure that you subscribe and like us. You can also, if you would like to Gmail me, you can do so by doing this, the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, at gmail.com. The numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. I will get that. You can also do this. You can go to facebook.com/talktainment. That's to review or listen to the whole show in its entirety. But what we would like for you to do is just go to the talktainmentradio.com homepage, click on Listen Live, and you're right there. Hit the subscribe and like button there. Let's get some stuff out of the way for Brother Jabari, who has called in or written in. We're still on the straw man, still investigating 3 years now. Straw man and the your CVQ trust accounts, they, you know, you should understand that and read that. It's quite complicated on purpose, but we are still efforting to do that. A big thank you to Miss Jane Lance. Mario Turan, your questions will be in rotation today, along with Homeschool 257. You're on deck. Okay, 1-877-932-9766 is the number you call to get in contact with the show. And let's get started. Mr. Fuller, good morning, and how are you this Wednesday, February the 20th, 2019?
Good morning. I'm still learning.
You're still learning. As you can see on the screen, for those of you who are on YouTube, there is the book written right on the screen, and Mr. Fuller will be speaking about that, and every answer it will be from basically from this book, the United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept. We need this book. It's like a manual, operating manual, to understand what's going on. Mr. Fuller, I entitled today's program Words, and I often heard you say that if you want to understand anything, that you need to ask questions, and questions generate more questions. As I was doing some research this week, in particular the Strawman and CVQ accounts that were created off of your birth certificate, I discovered many a thing, particularly in court proceedings. and not understanding it totally, but I discovered that when you walk into a courtroom, that there are procedures that go on that are, well, I'll put it this way, far above my head, that I had no idea, a concept, that they were speaking in a language, even though I thought that I understood the words that were being said. But I understand that it is not exactly the words that I thought they were, which made me think of what you have often referred to in your title, compensatory, or a made-up words, so that you could get an understanding as to what you were saying and to communicate with other people. Words. What do words mean to you, or how would we address this title about the importance of words?
Words are just tools. Tools for doing what? Communicating ideas and intent and what people intend to do, or describing something. They're just tools, like you go, like a pair of pliers or a saw. You go and get to the tool chest and you take out a hammer, and a hammer can only be used for a limited number of things. You put the hammer down and you get a screwdriver, and that can be used for a limited number of things, depending on what you intend to do, what the intention is. And that's how words are supposed to be used. They're just tools of communicating ideas about what to do, what not to do, what has happened, what should happen, what is happening, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you try to use the terms in such a way that whomever you're talking to or writing to understands exactly what you're saying and why you're saying it,
mm-hmm.
and what the intended result for all of the communication is supposed to be. And so presumably they're just tools to usually to answer questions that are asked, because you come into the world asking questions.
Yes.
And you leave the world asking questions.
Okay.
I think even in religion, I think according to some scholars, Bible scholars, in the religion of Christianity,
mm-hmm.
I think that the person in the New Testament referred to as Jesus the Christ left the world asking a question. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Or words of that effect. I'm not a Bible scholar as such, but there are those who are, who can either confirm that or say that I've made a mistake, which I may be. That may not have been the last thing that was said by that character. But the main point that I'm making is people come into the world asking questions. Babies are born asking questions. Now, the baby cries out in the baby language. Babies come into the world crying, and that cry, those are words that the baby is using to communicate. And I came to the conclusion that since babies don't come here laughing, babies come into the world crying, they're sending a message to the world that everything is out of order. Absolutely everything. The baby can sense that before the baby opens his eyes, but it can open its mouth, and out of that mouth will come a cry. And usually that's how we know that the baby is now alive, quote unquote, a word that is used.
Mm-hmm.
That's a word. The baby is now alive. Why? We heard the baby cry out. So the baby came here crying, but in baby language, that is a word. That cry is a word. And you might, of course, this is entirely speculated, entirely something that you can guess about, but presumably, since babies don't come into the world laughing, they come here crying. In almost all cases, if they open their mouths at all, it's a cry. The baby can sense that the world is completely out of order.
the baby is sending a message. Everything is, why'd you drop me off here? I mean, at this time, at this place. This is a mess.
Okay.
I shouldn't be here in this mess. I think that's what the baby is really saying.
Yes, sir.
Of course, that's just an opinion.
Okay.
But that's a form of communication.
Communication.
To cry out. That's what that is.
Yes, sir. Okay, we are speaking of words on today's show, being Wednesday, the 20th of February, 2019. Let's take this phone call. Line number one. Okay, line number one, you're on with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. What is your question?
Yes, hello. My name is Darnell. I'm calling in from Pennsylvania. I just have one question for Mr. Neely Fuller at the moment. I was just curious about why isn't white supremacy more thoroughly understood as far as it, as long as it's been going on, why are we still reacting to it at the base level, and why aren't we more mature in how we deal with white supremacy and the injustice that it promotes and is the result of it? Thank you.
All right.
Well, the conclusion that I came to, if I understand your question, is the quote that I have on the first page of the updated version and also of the original version of the textbook for victims of white supremacy is, if you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, or racism, which is white supremacy, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. If you do not understand white supremacy, what it is, and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Now, what that means is, presumably, I classify them in the nine areas of activity, the people of the planet: economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. And if you are a person anywhere on the planet and you do not understand that the system of racism, which is a system of mistreating people based on color in the form of something called white supremacy that was invented by somebody at some time, if you don't understand how that system works, what it is and what it's based on, and how it works in all of those areas of activity that I just named, then you will be confused. And we're all confused, including myself, even though I'm aware of the system of white supremacy. But if I really understood how it worked in every area of activity all of the time, then I think that we'd be a long ways toward solving this problem in just a few weeks. If, you know, because then I could impart that to people, and if they recognize it to be the truth, or if anybody discovers how the system of racism, white supremacy, works in any one of those areas of activity, and other people can come up with the other areas and put it all together, then, like all problems, once you understand what a problem is and what's causing it, then you can solve it almost immediately. Because anything that people put together, people can take apart. The system of racism was put together by people. That's an artificial construct. That's not a natural construct. That was something that was assembled by people. But the people who put it together very carefully, and they disguise how, what it is and how it works. You ask the average person, you know, does white supremacy really exist? Is such a thing as white supremacy that affects everybody all over the world, every minute of every day, that dominates their behavior in all of the areas of activity? Does that really exist? The average person would think about it for maybe, and it's been my experience, for a couple of minutes and say, no, it's a whole lot of other things that influence people more than that. I mean, racism is just something you run into every now and then. I mean, you know, but, you know, it's no big deal, except when it is a big deal to the individual. But collectively, the people of the planet, they're not bothered by racism. It doesn't affect them. They're not involved in it, either directly or indirectly. It's just something that happens to people every now and then, and mostly people of color, and that's what you'd be concerned about. But other than that, it's not a all-engrossing system. It doesn't dominate everything, you know. And so I came to the conclusion years ago, yes, it does. Yes, it does. It dominates everything. And in answer to the question, if we don't understand that, as long as we don't understand that, some people can say, well, I don't have time, you know, to be thinking about no racism. I got other things to do. Well, racism has time to think about you, because it's going to get in the way of any plan that you have that makes sense. If you're a person of color, any plan that you have that makes sense, that by making sense meaning something constructive, it's going to dominate and block whatever it is that you're planning on doing. And it's going to do great harm to whatever it is you're planning on doing if you're a person of color and on a planet called Earth in 2019. Now, that statement is either true or false.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge, worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's a couple that I'm going to share with you. Wiggins World, All in the Family, and This is Libby. Now, all of these shows are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Now, to access these shows, just go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and click on Programs. And there you will find a new and updated list of the shows that TalkTainmentRadio.com carries. In my opinion, all of them are good shows and reach specific needs. So go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, click on Programs, look at it, whichever one you want to listen to, and hit the like and subscribe button to that. From TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And we've been discussing, or we opened up the discussion today, being Wednesday, the 20th of February, 2019. We opened up the discussion, and we're going to focus in words, the use of words, particularly in language. What does a word mean? What does the phrase mean? Words, you have to understand that. But right now, we're going to go to the phone lines. Line number one. Okay. Line number one, you're on with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. What is your question?
Yes, hello. It's Darnell again. Mr. Neely Fuller, as far as words are concerned in, you know, everyday life, we have to use them. So if we don't understand words and how they support white supremacy, is it fair to say that if we don't use words properly, then directly and indirectly we are supporting white supremacy and the oppression that we are currently under? And if that's the case, we have to thoroughly understand it in order for us to not be victimized by it. That's it.
Mr. Fuller?
Well, if I understand the question, you have to study words that are used, and the best way to study anything is through the process of asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
All problems are solved through the process of questions and answers. In my opinion, there's no other way to solve problems. So if a person says, well, say, for example, the word peace, or the word justice, or the word truth, and a person uses these words, it's in order to get an understanding and communicate correctly, you will ask what? A question about what the word peace means. What is peace? What exactly is peace? What is a peaceful situation, sir or ma'am? I mean, can you tell me exactly what you mean when you say that what I want is peace? I want to have peace of mind. What do you mean by that? Peace of mind by doing what? Or by somebody else doing what? If you're not doing it, somebody else is doing it. Who is that somebody else, and what would they be doing? What would you be doing? What do you mean by it? How do you know it when you got it? What is it? What's the definition of it? That's all you have to do. And by asking questions, like I said, all problems are solved, and communication, failure to communicate, is a great big problem all over the world, 24 hours a day. People fail to communicate, and that brings about more problems. So if you want to really solve problems, ask the definition of words, because that's an excellent way to start.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, people just throw out words, sometimes by the bucket full.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's listening, and everybody thinks sometimes that they know what is being said, but they leave scratching their heads, and you should never leave a conversation scratching your head, wonder what was being said.
Mm-hmm.
It means you should go back and see that person, find that person that you just had that conversation with, and say, wait a minute, if you have time, could you start all over again? Because I don't understand what you said.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't.
Yes.
You said a lot of things to me, but I don't understand what you said.
Mm-hmm.
So is there any way you can explain it in a way that I would understand?
Mm-hmm.
Just like on this program.
On this program.
That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to explain things that I say.
Yes, sir. I remember, but I can't specifically designate or assign the program that we discussed, but I remember one time you had mentioned the word etymology. And I didn't know what that was, but what I did do was go back, or etymology, however it is pronounced, and that's important also. But I went back and began to do a study on that to find out what does etymology mean, and that opened up another door or more doors about words, the origin, where they came from, the origination of them, how are they used, or what do they mean. So, again, that is parlaying on what you were saying about the answer to any problems is to ask questions, even though they do generate more questions. But it also can help us to understand what's going on, etymology. And I still do that. Okay, let's go to Gmail. Now, this was – you answered two of his questions last week. The first question that you answered was, what is the criteria for determining who needs the most help? And the second question you answered, does making sure no one is mistreated include white people? This is the third question in a series of four. He says, Mr. Fuller, should blacks in the U.S. be concerned with the immigration of other non-whites?
Be concerned? The question is, should they be concerned? Well, people moving around are moved around because the white supremacists, if they are people of color who are being moved, the white supremacists are causing the movement. See, so since the question is, should black people be concerned, we should be interested in anything that's going on the planet where people are involved in significant numbers and people are being affected by it. But what the interest is, what form that interest is, I mean, now that calls for a discussion. Interested how? You know, what would be our interest, people of color? There are people of color who are being moved around. So the first thing, if a person is interested, if I was interested in that, and I am interested in people being moved around, because non-white people in the system of white supremacy are moved around all the time because they are forced to. They are forced to move. They are forced to move from their apartments. They are forced to move from neighborhoods. They are forced to go and try to find jobs where there are no jobs. Non-white people are immigrating from certain streets and certain neighborhoods because there's gunfire going on all the time. And so a black lady who had two offspring gunned down a couple of weeks ago, and they are dead now, and she raised them up, you know, 14, 16 years old, a boy and a girl, or two boys or something, and they were gunned down in the streets. And what is she saying? I got to get out of here. I mean, nobody cares about me. Nobody cares. You know, I've worked hard. I mean, and had worked two jobs and whatnot, and came home tired, and tried to put these two boys through school. They never got in trouble, and yet they were walking down the street, and somebody tried to rob them or something, and they wound up dead. You know, 14 and 16. They're gone now. I mean, I worked all those years for nothing. For nothing. They're dead now. So, they, you know, I got to immigrate now. I got to move again and again and again and again and again, because everywhere I go, and it's a whole lot of people of color, terrible things happen. And this is all over the world as we speak now. All right? And it's going to continue. As long as we don't deal with the root cause, and the root cause is the system of white supremacy. Now, people who are trying to cross borders all over the world, it's not going on just in one or two places. It's going on 24/7 everywhere. Because the white supremacists have something called racial dislocation, where if it looks like black people, people of color anywhere, are getting halfway stable, the first thing they do is make trouble wherever they are. I mean, whether it's drugs or guns or whatever, but some kind of trouble is going to start. If the people are doing well and everybody seems to be getting along and whatnot, the races are not going to have that. They're not going to allow black people or people of color to do that any place on the planet. That's what white supremacy does. So what is one way they do to disrupt that? They come among you, wherever you are, and they start stuff. They'll set one tribe against the other by giving one tribe guns and food or whatever it takes, and then start a rumor saying that the other tribe doesn't like you for some reason or another, or they're coming after you, or they are a burden to you, and so you ought to just get rid of them, make them, get them on the move, or they'll start gangs. They form these gangs. Drugs, wherever you find drugs, that's the white supremacists. They're behind that. They're the masters of all drugs everywhere on the planet, okay? And they distribute it where they want it and where it's going to be very disruptive. That's just one thing that they use. But they use the educational system. They use all of their systems. Economic systems, educational systems, sex systems, religious systems, whatever systems or subsystems you already have, they come in and they infiltrate and they start problems there. So everybody winds up just like that lady that I just pointed out as an illustration, saying, I got to get out of here. I have to, in the words of the caller, immigrate. But actually, you're being dislocated. You're being run out of the place where you are. And run out of the place. Well, when you leave a place, you got to be going someplace.
Mr. Fuller.
You only go where the white supremacists allow you to go.
Hold that thought.
They say, you know, why don't you stay where you are? Well, I can't stay where I am because you have completely messed that up.
All right, Mr. Fuller, hold that thought right there. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Just download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablets. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We have a phone call and the fourth question from Mr. Turan. All that and more coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Ready to warm up from this cold weather? Cruise Planners will help you find the perfect vacation spot. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, the Caribbean to Las Vegas to Disneyland, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Sex Code War by Kahari and Aharo. The author of the Essence Magazine bestseller, Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals, or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. I hope you actually do that. You need to download that. This is, I am Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr., and we are discussing words, the use of words. How do you, what do you understand about them? How do you construct sentences to be able to effectively communicate with somebody? Words, even as you call in, your words are very important. And let's see here. Mr. Fuller has been addressing those questions and his thoughts on that, suggestions on that. But right now we go to the phone lines. Caller number one, I believe it is, line one? Okay, line one, you're on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question?
Yes, hello. Mr. Bobby, I wanted to know if I could ask Mr. Neely Fuller more than one question.
If it's quick, because there are many people that want to come in, and I'm backed up on Gmail.
So, yes.
But
yes.
Go ahead.
I just want to know, the first question is, has Mr. Neely Fuller heard or watched a movie called Across 110th Street?
Say that again.
Have you watched or heard of a movie titled Across 110th Street? I think it's a black drama movie.
Oh, yes,
movie
I've heard of the movie. I think I saw that movie starring Anthony Quinn many years ago.
Yes, yes. I was wondering, do you have any lessons that you pulled from it? Because now I look at everything as edutainment, and I seen it for the first time the other day, and it just blew my mind.
Oh, well, I don't remember much about the movie, so I can't comment on it because I don't remember much about it, except I just remember the title and the starter character named Anthony Quinn, and it took place, I believe, in the setting of the movie was in Harlem,
yes.
New York.
Yes. Okay.
But I don't remember the details of the movie. But
okay,
I always tell people, whatever movie you're looking at, try to look at whatever the lessons are that can be used. Now, lessons for what? Just two simple things. What to do and what not to do. What works and what doesn't. And that's the main thing you look for in looking for any story, whether it's a fictional movie or whether it's a documentary based on something that's factual. When you're looking at anything, try to learn, or just anything that you see going on in front of you, try to learn just one of two things, what to do, what not to do, which includes what to say, what not to say, and how to say it, and how not to say it. And that's what you look for in every scene. Because there's a lesson in every fictional movie or everything that, you know, that's based on fact and truth. There's a lesson you can learn just by it being there. Or whether there are any lessons, a number of lessons to be learned other than some movies don't really impart any lessons at all. It's just a lot of action, but the only lesson that you learn is, you know, out of the whole thing, maybe a two-hour movie, is that it's just one or two things that you do or don't do.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly a lot of the movies that are made today, because they're just made for sound effects and a lot of noise.
Confusion.
For the most part, with no really storyline and not a whole lot of lessons to be learned other than just how the movie was made. firing, and you know, and cars turning over and things like that.
Okay, what's your second question, sir?
It's because there's this cliche, you know, they say the two most important times in your life is when you're born, and the second is when you find out why you're born. But I feel like instead of the second one being so important, I think it's when you realize what white supremacy is and you fully understand it, because then it brings everything into perspective, like your whole life, your existence, why you do things, why things are done a certain way. It just makes your life purposeful then, because you know where you stand and what you should be doing if you don't want to be a victim of it. And I feel like it's like Mr. Neely Fuller always says, he says, is right in plain sight. The people that are most to blame are hiding right in plain sight, and the way they do it is right in front of your face. But it's like you get so used to seeing some things, you get desensitized. Like you grow up in the zoo, so you never know what nature is. The zoo is just natural to you, but it's not your natural environment. But yes, that's my question.
Okay, Mr. Fuller?
That's true. Well, see, there's a saying in the textbook for victims itself. In racial matters, many look, but few see.
Mm.
See what? See what you're looking at. You're looking at it all the time. It's the forest and the trees thing. In other words, the person is standing there saying, I'm looking for the forest, but I can't see the forest because the trees are in the way. But someone probably has to tell you, the forest and the trees are one and the same. So you're saying the trees are in the way and you can't see the forest. So it's the same way with the system of white supremacy.
Yes.
The victims of it are looking at it all the time, 24 hours a day. Everything that you're looking at is a result of, directly, indirectly, of some aspect of the system of white supremacy. Everything you see people doing and not doing, and everything that people are going around saying they want to do, when you examine it, it's being motivated by the most powerful government that the world has ever seen, and that is the system of white supremacy. But we don't recognize it as being that. And we call it by all kinds of things because we have been taught to call things by names that don't fit.
Yes.
By whom? By the usual suspects, the white supremacists themselves.
Yes. This is why the importance of words and what they mean or don't mean is why we are having this particular discussion. Let's go to the phone lines. Line number one, you're on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question?
Hello? Yes. Recently in New York State, a group of code workers won the lottery. My question, Mr. Fuller, what does the code say about playing the lottery? Is it something good, or is it we should avoid it due to white supremacy not wanting us to save our money? Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Well, there's something I would not recommend, because too many people, according to the information that's come to me, spend too much money on that type of thing. Now, a person might dabble in it because everything in the system of white supremacy is a lottery. Everything when it comes to a non-white person. But if you play what they call, you know, they'll say that it's going to be $1 billion, and all you have to do is try to win $1 billion by submitting as much as, or as little as a dollar. Well, it comes down to this one basic question. Can you afford to throw away that dollar? Can you afford to throw away that dollar? Because you shouldn't ever put down, say, if you're using dollars, if dollars is the medium of exchange in the area of the world where you are, or, you know, in other areas of the world, it might be called by some other name, a pound, in some places, or something like that, or Krugerrand, if that's something that's still around. But can you afford to throw it away? Because chances are that's what you're doing. I've seen people in a line, I mean, and they're, you know, $30, $40, $50 here in the Northwestern Hemisphere. Now, the question is, would you actually walk down the street and actually toss $50 out of the car window while you're driving, just reach in your pocket, take $50 out and throw it out the window? Can you really afford to do that? Now, if you can't afford to do that, then don't spend that $50 buying a lottery ticket if you can't afford to throw it away, because chances are that's exactly what you're doing.
Yes. Okay, TalkTainmentRadio.com is a station where we go where you go. Yeah, all you have to do is download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. And that's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I'm the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. And our subject for this Wednesday, February the 20th, 2019, is words. 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 Mr. Fuller has been addressing this here in the first hour. 1-877-932-9766. But it is at this particular time that we have set aside for Mr. Fuller to discuss his book, the latest updates, and whatever information that he deems pertinent. Mr. Fuller, go ahead.
Yes, you can get the book by going to producejustice.com. Producejustice.com. And what will come up on the screen is a brief description of a basic textbook, an updated version, and also the original version that some people have asked for. I don't know why, but some people said they liked the first edition, too, that came out in 1984. But you have the revised, expanded edition of the textbook workbook for victims of white supremacy in a revised, expanded form in 2016. And then there is an addition to the basic book that came out in 2010. The addition to the basic book was the word guide, and it came out in 2010 prior to the revised expanded edition, because it was an extension of the word guide section of the 1984 edition. And that's why it has this different dates on it. Logically speaking, you would think that the word guide, since it's an edition, came out in 2010, then why would a revised expanded edition come out in 2016, which is after 2010? But that's the explanation for it, because it was just an addition to the word guide, because there is a word guide in the 1984 edition. But all three of the books are still valid, including the original 1984 edition. But there's much more in the 2016 edition. I have to emphasize that to people, because sometimes they may get confused. The 2016 edition is the updated edition, and it covers just about everything that's in the 1984 edition, plus a lot more. And that's 2016. And the word guide is something we're discussing even here on this program today. It's not a dictionary. It doesn't teach you diction, but it is a word guide showing you some specific words, nowhere near most words in the English language, nowhere near that, but a sort of a guide to lead you in the way of thinking, of asking questions about words that are used commonly, or words that are used, not, some of them not so commonly, including some slang terms and whatnot that people use, that people are supposed to understand, but sometimes can cause a lot of confusion. So the way to deconfuse any situation is by asking questions. So this word guide gives a lot of instructions about what questions to ask about certain words that are used, particularly within the context of the system of white supremacy. And the basic textbook is about what to do and say for an individual person the textbook for victims of white supremacy. What an individual person can do to counteract the effects and eventually eliminate the system of racism and replace it with a system of justice. What the individual person, the individual victim can do, and what you can say on a daily basis that supposedly, hopefully, can help you to navigate through this system that we're all born in, the people who are on the planet now, both white and non-white, were born in the only government that's on the planet that's worthy of the name government, and that is the system of white supremacy. It's not white people's fault that they're born into the system, but it is their fault if they say that the system is just fine and should be maintained and expanded and kept forever. The white people who have made that decision are racist. Now, they didn't invent it, but they were brought up in it. And the victims of racism were brought up in it. And this is what the book is about. But you can get the books by going to producejustice.com.
All righty. All right. Let's do this. Let's go to the phone lines. Line number one. You're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hello. It's Mr. Walker, Darnell, Mr. Bobby, and Mr. Neely. I just have a question about the word temper that's in the chapter. I'm not sure what chapter it is, but it's on page 66.
66?
Control your temper.
66, okay.
Yes. And it says temper serves a purpose. It didn't really elaborate. I guess I didn't read it, but it said it should be controlled. I realized that our temper as non-white people gets us into a lot of unnecessary situations and situations that we later regret. So I want to know, what purpose does temper serve, and how can we best employ it in our use in the production of justice? Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Fuller?
Well, you use temper as just an emotion. Fear is an emotion. Happiness is an emotion. Joy is an emotion, and whatever that means when you describe in detail whether joy is happiness and happiness joy. So temper is an emotion. All emotions serve a purpose, but temper serves a purpose. You're supposed to have a temper because it does exist, but you're supposed to use temper like you use everything else, in an intelligent manner.
Mm-hmm.
By intelligent, you mean what? Meaning so you get the best possible result. That's why people, I think, it's a cliche saying, don't lose your temper. Meaning you have the temper, but don't lose it.
Yes.
Okay? Meaning temper just means a condition in which you're aware of something, probably, that exists that shouldn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's something that's passing, which why temper itself is kind of associated with the word temporary, okay? Meaning it's brief. So, but you use it to get, you know, your energy, your that burst of energy that you have, that something is out of order.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to correct it. So you want to control what you do in that temporary situation.
Yes. Mr. Fuller, the caller referenced page 66. I don't know if you have that there, but it is.
Is that in the Word Guide?
No. It is in
the basic book.
Yes, it's in the basic book.
All right,
book,
the revising.
Under Area 1, under Economics, and it says control your temper. Could you elaborate or read that paragraph into the hearing of those that may not have the book, what you wrote there? Page 66.
I have it right here.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Temper serves a purpose, but it should be controlled. I think I just said that.
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm reading from it now. Page 66 in the textbook for victims of white supremacy. Temper serves a purpose, but it should be controlled. Understand what is happening and why.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's how you control your temper. Understand what is happening and why. Before you go off, I mean storming up and down the hall and cursing people out and stuff like that. Don't do any of that. quiet, try to understand what is happening and why, listen to what is being said and why, react to every situation by using constructive logic.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, once you, you know, you don't, like I said, don't lose your temper. Keep it with you, okay, because you're going to need it. To do what? To listen to what is being said and why.
Okay.
And react to every situation by using constructive logic.
Right.
In other words, just look around you and see what people are doing, what they are saying and whatnot that's causing you to lose your temper.
Yes.
And just back off for a minute and do some thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Do not allow yourself to be provoked into doing or saying anything that you are likely to regret doing or saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's real important.
Yes.
Do not allow yourself to be provoked into doing or saying anything that you are likely to regret doing or saying.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens on a lot of jobs.
Yes, sir.
In a lot of situations, in beer taverns and whatnot.
Yeah, or
I mean, hey, well, back off.
Aurora, Illinois.
You know, right. Take a look around
mm-hmm.
now and stop and think. Now, what's the best thing to do? And what's the thing you definitely shouldn't do
mm-hmm.
or say?
Continue, please.
So the whole thing is to make this situation better.
Yes.
Do not hit, curse, or name call any person who seems to be trying to provoke and or trick you into doing or saying something that you will regret. Be prepared and be alert for quote-unquote temper provoking traps, because sometimes people will trap you into doing something that you will regret later.
Yes, sir.
See, they already predict. They sit around and plan. They say, well,
mm-hmm.
we can push his buttons or her buttons.
Yes, sir.
We know that that will make that person mad. We've run tests on it. So we will really do it this morning, because we're going to make them mad, and they're really going to mess up, because they're going to go off. They're going to start kicking things over, knocking things over, breaking stuff, cursing people out. I mean, they're going to grab the foreman maybe by the collar and whatnot, and then they're going to be in trouble for the rest of their lives.
Yes. Could you,
all right?
Could you complete that so that those that don't have the book can understand what you
right.
wrote?
Mm-hmm. Do your best to be calm and methodical in doing what is most constructive in stressful situations.
Mm-hmm.
Practice making plans on how best to speak and or act in stress-provoking situations. And here's the bottom line here.
Yes.
Codify
ha.
Everything that you do and not do in hostile situations.
There it is.
In other words, have a plan before this stuff starts. You say, oh, sooner or later, there's going to be some mess in this place. I know it's going to be some mess.
There it is.
Because I'm around a whole bunch of people who start mess. I can see that. So you already have your plan about what you're going to do when the mess starts. Don't wait until it starts and then try to think about what you're going to do at the last minute. Because most likely your temper will take over. And then you will lose control to your regret. You don't want to do that.
Yes, sir. That was
have a plan, which means codify exactly what you're going to say when the going gets hot.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly what you're going to do. Have this plan, hey, you know, days in advance, a year in advance.
Right.
So you see it coming.
Okay. Outstanding right. question by our callers. Okay, we're getting ready to wrap up the first hour, so let me do this. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. And thank you, that last caller. That was outstanding. We'll be back for the second hour right after these.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com,
the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.